back to the music. Thursday, you know, we take our look into the future, and we're going to take a look at sugar treatment. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. Sugar treatment. I'm not talking about diabetes. I know a lot of you are thinking, okay, are you talking about when a person has sugar? And you know, a lot of times when, when we say a person has sugar, what we really mean is they have diabetes. No, I'm not talking about a person having diabetes. I mean using sugar as a form of treatment. You got to hear this. It's going to be our look into the future this Thursday. Take a listen. Also on Power Friday, just before we hear from Susan Seldon, who will be speaking with me about human trafficking, I'm going to share with you some information about Africa's tech push. That's right. Remember, go to speakingwith.com. You can check out this week's guests and topics to find out what's up for the week. You can also click on listen online at your convenience so that you can hear. And remember that the site is optimized for smartphone use. Now, we know that this is the program where we frequently encourage unity, harmony, celebration of diversity. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to diversity, it's important for us to remember that we have a diversity of social classes. I know very often when we think diversity, one of the first things, and maybe the first thing that comes to our mind, is ethnicity. That is certainly an area where we have diversity. Beautiful diversity. Beautiful diversity. All the shades of, the various shades of brown-skinned peoples. The various shades of white-skinned people. I know sometimes you might think, oh, well, white people, the white community is the white community. No, there are various shades of white complexion, just as there are various shades of brown complexion. And I'm telling you, you talk about beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean it when I say, when we look at a beautiful bouquet of flowers with a multitude of colors that just captivate and fascinate us, as beautiful as that is, to me, it is no comparison to a gorgeous bouquet of people with various shades of skin, just bringing beauty to life, bringing life to beauty. But ethnicity is still only one area where we have diversity. We have diversity of the genders. There are only two, but that's still diversity. That's not all just one. What about the age groups? And of course, we're talking today about the social classes. I really want us all to care about each other. And remember what I've shared with you so many times before. It's not just about wealthy people or even nearly wealthy people caring about middle class people and poor people. It is also about the middle class caring about wealthy people and the poor. It's also about the poor caring about middle class and the wealthy. We all need to care about each other across all social classes. There is no legitimate law that says we cannot love each other. We cannot care about each other across class lines. Now, that said, let's take a look at what the future may hold for America's struggling. And remember, middle class, many middle class people belong in that category of strugglers. It's not just the poor. And remember, we have had many people, many families who were at one time members of the middle class and found themselves poverty stricken. Our president made some great promises to us during his inaugural speech. Great promises. One, that none of this country, no citizen of America would be ignored again. He talked about how he was going to see to it that the dreams of one would be the dreams of all, because we are all one America. How's he doing when it comes to keeping his promises? I've been sharing with you some information that the nonpartisan organization, Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, I'm calling them Center for short, has been sharing with us about a Trump budget and how it would impact those who are struggling. And essentially, they're telling us that his budget would make it harder for many people to work and to gain skills that would empower them to get ahead. He said, the center says that taken together, these proposals will make it significantly harder for people left behind by the economy to move up the economic ladder. Budget freezes. Got to think about that. And think about this now. This is so important. Our president has proposed an infrastructure plan that calls for the vast majority of the financing for it to be put out by the states and local governments. Where are they going to get the money from? Will they take it from areas that are already hurting in order to provide the funding for the infrastructure plan implementation? The Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act provides funding to states and communities for job training for adults, dislocated workers, generally those who have recently lost jobs due to layoffs, or those who receive or have exhausted unemployment insurance benefits, and young people, with an emphasis on youth who are neither in school nor working. The administration is proposing to freeze these grants at the 2017 level of $2.7 billion, which means the grants would be worth less in 2019 than in 2017 due to inflation. The president's 2019 base budget, the budget that went to print before Congress and the administration reached a budget agreement for 2018 and 2019 in February, just before the president's budget was released, would have cut that job training grant by 40%, 40, by 40%. When the administration released its budget, it also released an addendum that showed areas where it was requesting additional funding in light of the budget agreement. The addendum brings job training funding back to 2017 levels, but provides no new investment nor even adjustments for inflation. Job training funding has been falling for a number of years, in large part because of the tight caps that the 2011 Budget Control Act and sequestration placed on non-defense discretionary programs. Non-defense discretionary programs, NDD, non-defense discretionary programs. Under the Trump administration's budget, taking the addendum into account, funding for the jobs training programs in 2019 would be 22% less than its 2010 level after adjusting for inflation. Now, we talk about the fact that it's important for people to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. But we know that in reality, again, this is a program where it's all about real talk about the real world, real talk about real life. Pulling oneself up by one's own bootstraps suggests that you do it on your own. You get where you want to go on your own. You should not need assistance. Everyone needs assistance. The wealthy need assistance to get where they're going. Middle class people need assistance in order to get where they're going. The poor need assistance in order to get where they're going. And you think about it. We understand that we need to take steps to put ourselves in position to live a good quality of life. One of those steps is get a good education. Another step is to get good job training. One of the things that has been told for decades is that it takes money to provide good quality education. And the only time people argue against that truth is when they're saying those people don't need money. That's just pouring good money down a big hole. But when they start considering what they want for their own, they start screaming for, you got it, money. Because we understand that in the real world, it takes money to get where we're going. Whether we're going to try to start a business, whether we're going to obtain higher education, it takes money. Our president is proposing cuts to the programs that provide job training so that people can gain the skills they need in order to get good jobs, in order to be empowered to live good quality of lives and to provide good quality of life for family. Is this the direction we need to be going in? I know that this is the direction that many want us to go in, but is it the direction that we need to go in? Ladies and gentlemen, I really do want to encourage you again to celebrate diversity, partly by looking closely at how we can help each other across class lines. One of the things that we have found so many times is very often, as one part of our community is strengthened, the whole is strengthened. That's part of the reason that all across the country now, the position is, hey, we've got to strengthen downtown in order to help suburbia continue to thrive. Because as downtown goes down, suburbia goes with it. That was the discovery. And so the song is different now than it used to be. Hey, we've got to make sure that we are propping up these other areas in order to help the areas that we really care about do well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's care and show that we care across class lines. How do you know that your cousins, your children may not one day be in this position of being in the struggling class? Yes, let's care, because it's the right thing to do. It's the practical thing to do. What am I encouraging you to do? I'm encouraging you to remember what I often share with you, what I often encourage you to do. Let some of life's best moments come through you. Let's help each other cross class lines.